Hello, everyone, and welcome to Today with Caleb. My name is Caleb Primrose, and today I'm going to be talking about why I got involved in politics. But before I do that, I want to go ahead and talk about what direction I see my podcast going. So I plan on coming on twice a month, once with a special guest, and once about by myself. When I do a podcast by myself, it'll be telling you guys a little bit about me, getting a story into my life. And when I do it with a special guest, I plan on just talking to them, getting to know them a little bit, what they do. So it's just a podcast that I want to be very friendly. And so that's the direction I think I see my podcast heading. And now I'm going to be talking about why I got involved in politics. So in middle school, I was involved with student government. And I got to do some stuff with that that made me want to explore politics more. So in 2013, while I was in a government class, I heard about the opportunity to do the first annual Polk County Mock Caucus that they had here in Iowa. And after getting to do that and learning about the caucus system, I wanted to be more involved in politics. So I then go to Polk County Republicans and see if they would let me do some stuff with them. I learned more about what the Republican Party stood for, and it was just a great opportunity for me. I had been praying to see if that was the direction the Lord wanted me to go. And so about 2015, I got the opportunity to work with David Young. And it was just a great time working with him. I got to do parades. I got to make phone calls. And then I get contacted by Tana Gertz. And Tana Gertz was working with Donald Trump that year in 2016 when she asked me to come on. And I had been praying about the opportunity to do that. And I said yes. So I got to work with the Donald Trump campaign and David Young. And with Donald Trump, I got to do so much stuff. I got to meet him at one of the rallies he had. I got to make a lot of phone calls for him. It was just the right fit for me. And I was able to help get President Trump elected. And it was just a great opportunity that I had. And in 2017, I kept getting involved in politics, learning the ins and outs of the state of Iowa politics, doing some stuff at the Capitol, getting involved with organizations to do stuff at the Capitol. And then I get a call from the political director for the Reynolds campaign. And I was asked to come on, so I came on and did some work with them, and I got to, again, make some phone calls and do a lot of stuff that I thought I wouldn't get to do. And so I was also a delegate for Governor Reynolds that year, and I had also been a delegate for Donald Trump in 2016. And so it was a great opportunity I had. And so I did that in 2018. And it was just so much fun getting to meet people, getting to make connections with people. So I volunteer with the Reynolds campaign. And the governor learns a little bit more about me. She was governor-elect Reynolds at the time. And when she became governor, she had asked me if I wanted to serve on the Iowa Autism Council. So I had the chance to do that, and now I get to serve as a co-chair for the council. And it was just a great opportunity for me getting to know her. She was able to get to know me. And I also had the chance of being an honorary colonel at her inauguration. And that was a huge honor for me. And It was just so much fun that I had those opportunities. It's really awesome. Once you get involved in politics and you have the passion that you want to do it, it's just a great thing to get involved in. I'd encourage you guys to get involved in it. It's actually a blast. You get a chance to make an impact, have a chance for your voice to be heard. And it's just so much fun. So before I continue, I want to give a quick shout out to an organization I joined, Central Iowa Young Republicans. They're an organization that is for young Republicans between the age of 18 to 40. And they are a group of conservatives that meet, get to know each other, get to know young conservatives like you, or get to know the younger generation. Because I do believe that's what's going to decide the election this year, is the younger generation. And it was just a great opportunity to join them. They do great work. And I just encourage you guys, if you're between the ages of 18 to 40, to get involved with that. It's so awesome. So it was fun to work on those different campaigns. I had a blast doing it. And there were so many opportunities for me that I thought I wouldn't have. And it's just been an honor to work with not only David Young in 2016 and Donald Trump in 2016, but I got to work with the governor in 2018, and I get the chance to do it all again in 2020 with Trump and Joni Ernst. So I just want to say, if you want to get involved in politics and it's a passion, go ahead and do it. It's so much fun. You have so many opportunities that arise that it's just a great thing to get involved in. I highly encourage it. It's just been so much fun for me. I got to do stuff that I thought I wouldn't get to do. And I can't stress that it's so much fun. You get to meet a lot of new people. And it's just great that you get to have your voice heard and stuff like that. So what I'm doing now is I'm working with an organization called Americans for Prosperity. And they fight for the freedoms of the people. And it was an organization that was founded by one person on one set of beliefs and another person with another set of beliefs. And they came together to fight for the freedom of Americans. And it is just a great organization. I'm glad to be working with them. And I've had so much fun with them. And I'm looking forward to working with Joni Ernst and Donald Trump in 2020. So I have to say, and I'm going to say it again, I know I said it a few times, but being involved in politics is fun. You get to learn a bunch of new stuff. You get to have opportunities that you thought you'd never have. It's just been an awesome experience for me. I encourage anyone who wants to be involved to get involved, whether Republican or Democrat, getting involved with your party, getting a chance to make an impact. It's awesome. And so, besides me doing stuff with Americans for Prosperity, I've also been able to do stuff at the Capitol, make sure my voice has been heard. I've helped with some legislative stuff and grow relationships with senators and representatives. And it's just been so much fun getting to do stuff like this. It's just been an honor. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in today. I have so much fun doing this, and I encourage you guys to reach out to me over social media. If you have any questions, I may feature them in my next episode. And so before I go, I just want to say that make sure you follow me on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Grad14Caleb. You can find me on my Facebook page, Caleb Primrose. Or you can look up Caleb Primrose and follow my activist page, which is for stuff all political. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys have a great day. And may God bless you. May God bless the great state of Iowa. And may God bless the United States of America.